TanCast.
TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound,
I am a banana!
That means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
TanCast!
Every year, PodcastAwards.com salutes the best in podcasts, but they need your help. Nominate TanCast for Best Comedy Podcast at PodcastAwards.com. Nominations are open October 4th through the 18th. You can only nominate TanCast in one category, so choose comedy. Find full information in the link in the show notes. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your enemies. Nominate TanCast at PodcastAwards.com October 4th through the 18th.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
TanCast.
Alrighty then. Well, I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Billy Bob, with Tam. That soda that people used to drink in the 80s. It's delicious.
My mom used to love that shit.
It's good.
It sounds like we got a cold. Yes, and welcome to TabCast.
TabCast. As you can say, it's happening.
I love you, Scott.
Forrest Gump has a cold. When you have a cold, you turn into Forrest Gump. That's how that works.
I think I ruined your roommate's bathrobe.
By shooting my seed into it.
That part makes me laugh. Oh, by the way, this is Noah. I'm the intern guest. Billy Bob, I kicked him out.
All right,
bitch.
Good. That just
Fuck Billy Bob.
Dude's a son of a whore. We hate him. With hate.
All he does his take and he doesn't give.
It's all about give and take, my friend.
YouTube is down for maintenance and we'll be back shortly. So I can't watch what you tried to send me there, Tim.
It's Optimus Prime doing a top 10 list. It was very amusing.
I am a banana!
I imagine it's better than both movies. And considerably shorter.
I watched that.
Speaking of top 10 lists, you guys hear about Letterman?
Oh, yeah. Who's going to do the first joke about the top 10 Letterman, like, list? You know, I don't know what... Fuck up list.
Top 10 excuses for Letterman?
Yeah.
I bet he does it. I bet he does it Monday.
That would be sweet. I would give him props for that. Now they have anything against him.
Somebody posted on Dig that one of the top 10 reasons that he did it was he wants to change the name of his production company to Worldwide Pants Around My Ankles.
Oh, someone else posted he should have kept it in his Worldwide Pants.
Nice.
Is that the name of his production company, Worldwide?
Worldwide Pants.
Worldwide Pants.
Oh, wow.
It's a bit he did way back. I don't know,
early
90s, where he actually took a pair of his pants, put them in a plexiglass cube, on a Pope Mobile kind of thing, and sent them around the world.
Wow.
Yeah. Dude's got dedication to a joke. I don't know how funny the joke is, but he is dedicated. Now, if
Dick
only he was dedicated to his girlfriend slash wife.
Now, how long ago, I mean, he's been with that girl for 20 years now, right? Something like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How long ago did this happen? Did they give a time frame?
They did not.
Probably I would say less than 20 years.
It happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Bill Maher made the bold statement that he's never slept with any of his staff. I was like, really? Do you really want to throw that out there? I mean,
I would think he wouldn't just come out and make that statement unless it was true. Like, why even put that out there if it's not true? Just sit back and be like, ain't nobody looking at me.
Yep.
Oh, well, he was making a joke. He's like, I have never had sex with anybody on my staff. The guests, sure, but not the staff.
Oh, well, so then, you know, maybe it's just a joke. Maybe it's fucked the shit.
Still, I wouldn't even put that part of the joke. I'd be like, I've had sex with the guests. What about the other part of that joke? I cut it for time.
Have you had sex with any of your staff, Tim?
I've had sex with my staff. I can't imagine having sex without my staff.
I would say I've had sex with my superior. really, I work for Danelle. She doesn't work for me.
Oh, okay. I was actually trying to think of like reality. I'm like, really? Did Tim?
No. No. Yeah.
Tim had sex with Beard Guy.
I was going to say, me and Goatee Man, really. You really banged the bottom out of it.
Oof.
Took Tim to town.
Okay, so.
Wife and baby are calling to me.
Sorry, what?
Wow, that was awesome. All three of us were talking at the same time. Words. Get out the words.
Give me just a sec. Yes, do you need something?
No, I'm good.
What do you need?
Yeah. Oh, this is going to be a good tank cast.
You need poop?
She needs poop?
He has pooped. I'll be right back.
All right.
I assume you're going to cut all this out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe no. I mean, maybe some of what we're saying will still be in here. We could talk about Andy. That way the listeners would be interested.
Andy's fat. I don't know if you know this. Why do they make keyboards loud?
I don't know.
Like, my Apple keyboard, pretty quiet, but then I have a USB keyboard plugged into it. It's like, click, click, clack, click, clack, click, click, clack. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Every time I edit, like, Andy's fucking mouse, like, it's like he clicks it with a hammer from across the room. It's like, click, 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 click. Like, I don't hear it when we're talking, like, you know, during this part. Like, I don't hear it, but then I'm editing the episode. It's like, click, click, and he's fucking clicking on shit all through. Like, he's talking, he's like, click, 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 double click, 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 click. Dude, are you clicking on the whole internet? What are you doing over there? Clickety, click, 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 click,
click, click, click, click, click, why don't you put that stuff like that in your act?
About clicking about clicking on a mouse?
Ah, it was funny. You can work it in somehow.
All right.
You're the comedian.
Well, it's on tape. I can figure it out.
So you didn't find blogging every month helped like your writing process?
Nope.
I mean blogging every day?
Right. No.
Okay.
Not really. I was like, fuck, I have to do a blog. And I just threw something, I just like verbally vomited into the keyboard. I was like, all right, good.
Perfect. It's a wrap.
Nailed it.
I don't know. I just like a couple of. Well, that's what a lot of writers do, that you just sit down and write, you know, just every day just to get in the habit. And
sorry, yeah, it's probably a good idea, but I didn't. I think writing for a blog and writing for stand-up are probably different skill sets.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you probably know better than I, but it just seems like you're still, you know, you try to be funny in the blogs, and I mean, I think, you know, the writing would be a little bit different if you're writing a joke, but you're still kind of writing something funny, a funny idea. I don't know. What do I know?
What do you know, Noah?
I don't know. I don't know much. But I know I love you, and that may be all I need to know. You know what I mean, Tim?
I do.
Ow. Don't break your toe!
Back there?
What?
I said, is Andy yelling?
That's what I was wondering.
I'm back.
And that's why Andy's a faggot. Oh, what? What?
What? Glad we recorded all that. Were you guys doing the show without me? Or
we had some winter dialogue going on.
I yelled at you, don't break your toe.
Yeah.
I heard you
go, ow.
That's
a good idea. So how was everyone else's tan week?
Gas.
I guess.
Sorry.
Charming.
Mm. I know. Ladies, line starts here. I'm waiting, ladies.
There's pie.
It's getting cold. Was that your joke or someone else's joke?
No, it was actually a joke by Matt Weinhold.
Okay. Good, you didn't claim it for yourself, liar.
Oh, yeah, I don't. I was kind of accused of stealing a joke by a random fan.
Really? Did you kick him in the nuts? Or the vagina?
No. He had seen both me and Joe Klosick at the Crow's Nest in Santa Cruz a couple months ago, and then he saw me recently at Rooster Teeth Feathers, and I did one of the same jokes I did at the Crow's Nest. And as often happens, when you hear a bunch of comedians, but like one of them is your favorite, like as time passes, you attribute all your favorite jokes you heard that night to your favorite comedian. And so he had thought one of my jokes was something Joe had said. And so he saw me last night, or not last night, whenever it was, do the set at Rooster. He's like, I think this guy, Tim Babb, is doing a really similar joke to one you did at the Crow's Nest a long time ago. And it was like my joke about the Hummers and Priuses. And Joe's like, I don't do a joke about Hummers and Priuses. That might have been his joke. And then I wrote, because I just happened to be looking on Joe's wall, because Joe, Joe tends to put a lot of interesting links and blogs and status updates, and so I was looking to see if I'd missed any, and I saw this.
Oh, so you check his wall.
Yeah, I check his wall.
I see how it is. Don't pay attention
be
to my
interesting,
wall.
Noah. Tim will check your wall.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, be interesting.
He's always like,
stop.
I can't see it.
Stop posting shit about, hey, the new thing that an apple can do. I don't give a fuck what an apple can do.
I post more than that, Tim. Obviously, you don't pay attention.
I know what an apple can do. I can cut it into eighths and then peel the skin off and then put some delicious sugar and cinnamon on it and then cook it for a little while and make applesauce.
Okay, Mitch.
I wrote that I don't steal any of Joe's jokes because it would be quite obvious that I'm not that smart when I was telling them on stage. So stupidity keeps me honest.
Good comeback. Oh, man. I watched your video.
I am a banana!
And then saw that Grammar Girl had I guess, not quite retweeted you, but had linked all of her followers to go watch your video.
Yep.
Oh, man. I remember when you posted that that letter the first time, how much I laughed, but hearing it in your voice. I can't wait to see how you fuck this up. Lick my nuts, Tim Babb.
I was deciding whether or not I should do the first or the second letter, because the first letter has, please resolve this matter, or I will go to every single one of your stores and take a shit on the counter.
Also good, but I think the second one, where it's just like, listen, I have already told you what cocksucking retards you are.
And you have managed to be cocksucking retardeder.
I remember when I was going for that.
And then when Mervyn's blew up, oh, that was so sweet. Yep. And yeah, as you closed out the video with Bab Win and then showed the burning you with the flame shoot. I showed that to my wife and she got a good chuckle out of that too. She's like, Tim looks so scary like that. she is on some good painkillers, though. Leads me into how my tan week was.
Why is Tim flying?
I didn't actually mean to make it that hackneyed, but as soon as I said she's on some pretty good painkillers, I'm like, I better explain
why does
this.
Tim have three faces, and why are they eating a baby?
What? No! So Andy likes to put his wife in the place sometimes, so he's just like, bah! In the jaw!
Yep, and then I take her into the doctor's. She fell down some stairs.
A couple times.
She fell down, crawled up, and then fell down again. Bitch be that fucking lazy. Didn't want to cook for me, so she fell downstairs.
That was my joke I used to say about my wife when she had a broken collarbone. Like, what happened? I was like, I told her I liked my oatmeal warm with a bit of toast. She did not listen.
And how
she did not listen,
like that,
and then
too.
She tripped. She tripped and fell.
Oh, she tripped a lot.
Into my fist. A lot.
Did people laugh? Did they scowl at you? Scowl?
Mostly they laughed. I think they laughed because it's, you know, it's kind of like that, yeah, right. Sure you did.
I took one look at her and one look at you and they're like, we should check him for bruises.
They're like, she could kick your ass now with a broken collarbone. I don't know who you're trying to lie to.
So anyways, back onto me. Just swimming in Lake Me.
Oh, good. I can go back to writing this email.
Okay, good. Yeah, so my wife's got some nerve problems in her feet that keep her from having normal feeling in her toes. So she was walking around on Thursday afternoon, caught one of her toes in the leg of her pants. She had some yoga pants on, so they're kind of like stretchy, like tracksuit material or sweatpants material. And she like just caught the toe on it. And, like, didn't look down to see that the toe was caught. Just kind of was like, you know, oh, I'm about to fall. So she just put her foot down harder. And she heard a pop sound that sounded like it was the stitches or something like that in the bottom of the yoga pants letting go. She's like, ah, damn it, I ripped my pants. And she finished up what she was doing. And she went downstairs. And, you know, she, like, kind of, like, looked at her foot and was like, ah, yeah, everything's fine. Went on with the rest of the day. She was wearing socks for the whole day. And then later that evening, well, there were some relations going on. And after said relations, she was going to hop in the shower, and it was at that point that she took her socks off. Yes, we've been married for a while, so she gets to keep her socks on during sex. she goes to hop in the shower, and I look down, and the top of her big toe on her right foot is like the most vivid reddish purple. It almost looked like it had fresh blood just right over the top of it. Like a little congealed. It looked really nasty. I was like, what the fuck did you do to your toe? And she looks out and goes, I don't know, but I'm a little scared. And she like hopped back over to the bed, sat down, she's holding her foot up, you know, trying to figure out. So she finally goes and, you know, takes a shower, and she's kind of shaky. She's like, I don't know what's wrong with my foot. And meanwhile, I've got my iPhone out. I'm, you know, back in the main bedroom. And
listening to podcasts? What do you mean? Wow, your toe's fucked up. Anyway.
I'm like shouting to her. I'm like, oh, you know, I'm sure your foot's fine. You know, I'm in the process of Googling, what does a broken toe look like? What are the symptoms of a broken toe? I'm getting pictures of, I'm like, those look like her toe. And, you know, I looked at what the symptoms were, and it's like severe pain. If you try to put weight on the foot buckles. I'm like, well, she can't feel that toe. How? It's like half of the different things involve being able to feel the toe. It's like if you try to wiggle the toe and you feel a clicking sensation. No, gotta get over another one. So really the only things we could do was like check the color, look for swelling, and take her temperature, which was elevated. So we wound up taking her into the doctor on Friday. And of course it's the right foot, so, you know, bitch couldn't drive herself.
Nice.
No, honey, I love you. So just spent a couple hours at the doctor and got some x-rays done, and the radiologist, of course, was already gone for the week, so we'll find out on Monday for certain if it's broken or not. But the doctor who had a gander at it said it looked like, if it was broken, it was like just a hairline fracture or something like that. So it was probably just a really bad sprain. And, yeah, in the meantime, that toe's gotten, like, purpler and redder, and it's just, I really didn't want to worry her at the time, but, like, the very first time I looked down and saw it, I'm like, that toe's going to fall off.
Nice.
You could be a four-toe lady. That's all right.
What? Am I going to have to make her, like, you know, put a little bit of wadding in there and keep the socks on during sex?
You can make her a fake toe.
Yeah.
They have them.
Yeah, well, you know, she's white like me, so I'll just use Silly Putty. Pink is her...
You could implant
color.
A magnet in the where the toe was, and then you could just have a magnetic toe that you can just ka-dunk.
Oh yeah, like that those magnetic noses.
That
yeah,
would be
done.
That would be handy. Yeah.
Or toey.
Oh my god.
So yeah, I've been the designated walker in the family for the last day and a half. It's like when shit needs to get, because she's the doctor said, you know, keep this elevated and you know, put some ice on
stay
it.
Stay off it.
Keep it, you know, keep it wrapped up to the toe next to it. Do the buddy taping, which I already knew how to do and had already done. So yeah, it was exciting. I was like, ooh, our first broken bone. It wasn't even Junior.
I think the big news is you got to have sex. So way to go, Andy. So there you go, kids. Sex doesn't die after marriage, like you've been told. However, it can cause serious injury to your toe.
Yeah.
That's you know, why women don't give it out so easily after marriage.
Considering that I saw it, you know, right after, and it was so, like, red, not, you know, like, dark purple, you know, it didn't look like an old bruise, it looked like something that just happened. I was like, did I, like, kneel on that foot? Did I sit on it? Did I roll over on that foot? Did I break her toe?
You did. She just wanted to tell you hurt your feelings.
Yeah, probably. She's going to keep up the yoga pants story from now until the end of time. Oh, the other fun thing that happened to me on Friday was, you know, as I'm taking my wife there, I start getting emails from some recruiter who I guess got a hold of an old resume of mine or something, wanting me to come and do a contract job, so no benefits, for 6 months or maybe more. For $10 an hour. So, you know, I'm in my 30s. I've been doing the kind of work that I do for a long time. Years and years and years. It's been a long time since I've made $10 an hour. And in fact, I can't imagine anybody getting paid $10 an hour to do anything like what I do. When I got paid $10 an hour, I was a banker. Banks are fucking cheap. So I wrote back to the guy and was like, you know, thanks for the offer, but to be blunt, this is nowhere near the kind of money I make. It's like not even close to half of what I make. Not even. And the guy writes back, here's his exact words. I'd agree to that, but trust me, we're not making any margin on this requirement, and we just have to close this position anyhow. I also assure you that after 2 or 3 months, the rate will be increased as per your expectation, so I would request you to kindly agree on the rates and send us your resume and contact details ASAP. Like, well, first of all, fucktard, you've clearly got a copy of my resume and my contact details because you emailed me out of the blue. So I emailed him back and was like, really? The rates are going to jump from $10 an hour to what I make now in 2 or 3 months? He goes, well, at least to $17 an hour, and on W-2, you know, so I don't have to pay my own payroll tax. Like, yeah, dude, that's still thousands and thousands and thousands a year under what somebody with my experience and skills should be making, and you're not offering me no benefits. Again, thanks, but not interested. So at that point, I was just trying to waste that guy's time, because, you know, not to be a dick about it, but it's kind of insulting.
You're insulting.
You know, like, I can see he's just firing off a bunch of emails to random people. That, you know, it's like, oh, you know, I've got a bunch of resumes here, I'll just see who bites. $10 an hour! And then, you know, like, classic spammer technique. But when he comes back to me and I tell him, look, dude, this is nowhere near a job that I would ever be interested in. You know, I'd go work fast food and make more than 10 bucks an hour. And for him to come back and be, you know, oh, well, it'll go up. Just trust me. And so just agree to 10 bucks an hour for now and send me all your info.
Send me your social security number.
Yeah. Like, no, sir.
I live in Nigeria.
Something happened where someone made a joke about Nigeria, and Nigeria got them to apologize.
I am a banana!
Wow.
Like, specifically about the email scam.
Huh.
I can't remember the details, sorry. That was a shit story.
Story
fail. Stephanie story, as we like to call
it. That was an Andy story.
No. If it was an Andy story, it would still be going.
Yeah.
If it was an Andy story, he'd be arguing with himself about the details. Wait, no. It could have been Tuesday.
Was it Tuesday or was it Wednesday? It was Wednesday. No, it was Tuesday.
I remember because I was jerking off with the dead fish like I do on Tuesdays.
With the dead fish.
Classic.
Although,
Andy
is the best tancaster.
Yep.
Right.
Did you know that, Noah?
Because I weigh the most and we're going by volume.
I did read that comment. That's all right. Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Even if it's wrong.
Noah was hurt by that comment. Made him a sad panda.
No.
Oh, fuck you both. I've got an independent confirmation.
From your wife?
Independent of my ball sack.
I'm going to stop saying I'm Andy and I'm always fucking right. And I'm just going to say I'm Andy and I'm awesome. Of course, best tancaster could be like tallest midget.
Well, Luke says Noah's the best tancaster.
There you go.
And and Mike says Andy's the best tancaster. And Jerry says I'm the best tancaster. And so Jerry is my number one favorite tancast listener.
I think we should get all three of those guys into a room and have them fight. Whichever one of them is still alive at the end gets to be right. They'll be like our champions.
No, because then we lose 2/3 of our listening audience right there.
Yeah, I'll no longer be able to say literally dozen of listeners.
Something like that.
You mean dun 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 dun.
That's what I did.
No, it's not.
It was spot on.
Yeah, it's amazing we can't get more than these three listeners, isn't it?
I am not I'm surprised.
So someone came up with the top 10 reasons David Letterman confessed to his affairs on The Late Show?
I am a banana!
Yep. Someone did it. Someone's way ahead of the game.
Are they funny?
I didn't read it. I just said, oh, look, someone did it.
Well, let's find out if they're funny. Everyone, Read along with us.
I would say no.
Nope.
Yeah. It did. After I did that, I found it on YouTube to watch it before I got pulled down off of YouTube. And then I was, it just kept, the related videos were like other top 10 lists or stuff from David Letterman. And so I just ended up going on a tear of top 10 lists. And that's how I found the Optimus Prime one. And I was like, this is better than I would imagine both movies. Oh, guess who's watching Transformers 2?
I'm watching it yet.
Me.
I said going to. I said watching, as in the future. I guess that technically means present tense, but fuck you. And fuck grammar.
I pulled up Dig just to see what the highest rated comments were. Here are just a small smattering of them, and I think that they're definitely better than the other ones that we were just reading. He was trying to get a slot of his own at 10 p.m., all part of a plan to extend the company name to Worldwide Pants Around Ankles. He didn't want to be outdone by Bob Barker. Conan O'Brien's staff were all old and creepy. Really needed something to do with that year's free supply of Viagra. Drew Barrymore left him with a raging case of blue balls. Because his wife looks like this.
I am a banana!
Oh.
And he's David Take Off Your Fucking Panties Letterman.
Yeah, his wife is not attractive.
That's kind of sad.
Maybe she was at one time.
Let's see if there were any other ones. Because he could.
What's wrong, little Timmy?
There's one of my friends who posts a bunch of bullshit that I don't particularly care about in his feed, and I have to hide him constantly. Like it'll be hidden for like a week or so, and then like all of a sudden I'll see his bullshit in my feed again. Sorry, on Facebook.
So that hide little future status messages from this person doesn't work?
It works for about a week, and then all of a sudden they're back in the thing again.
Huh? That is weird.
Awesome.
I wish they would finally roll out that feature that they had in beta, where you could just show particular status updates or wall posts to just certain people. Like, you could either show it to everyone, or you could filter down to only show it to a certain group of people.
Yeah.
But, so, you could leave your wall open most of the time, and if you post stuff, most people will see it. But if there's something you just wanted to post about and not have anyone else see, you could pick a group of people that only could see it. A subgroup of your friends.
Now this is no more?
Well, it's in beta, I guess, I don't know if you can get it now, but when they rolled it out, you had to have your profile, public, that everyone could see it, and then you would be able to test this beta feature, which I don't know why that matters. If I want to, it seems like a very useful feature, because I have lots of people I don't want to show necessarily everything to, just certain people.
Mm-hmm. Fuck you, you have to be public. How you like that? Eat a dick.
Or I just don't post about what I want to post about.
Public. Well, first of all, that reminded me of the new iTunes now does not have a feature where you can opt out of putting your album art on your iPod. Like, if you don't want it there, because I don't give a shit. Because it takes up room that I would rather use for music and other things.
Doesn't take up that much room.
Yeah, but once you combine, it doesn't take that much room per song, but when you combine it through all the songs that you have on your iPod, if you have a lot of them, and I'm sure you do, I know I do, that's a lot of room that if wasn't there, you could have more songs on it.
All right.
Or in my case, podcasts. Anyway, it's just annoying that you can't turn it off. Like, they just disabled that feature.
I didn't know you could turn it off to begin with.
You can. Well, you could, but now with the new iTunes, you cannot. Hopefully, they will fix that bug in the future.
Hold your breath.
Dear Apple, things Tim cares about.
I'm not the only one who's mentioned it. That's why I say that.
I mean, is your thing full?
Yeah. I constantly have to pull stuff off my iPod.
I don't know. I mean, my thing right now takes up 87 megabytes. To me, that's a small amount.
Your dick takes up 87 megabytes.
Right.
And that's a small amount. Of gay. Yeah, yep. That didn't make sense. Deal with it.
No.
Shit, there was something else on Facebook I was going to say that reminded me of it. I sometimes make posters for other comedians and their shows. And so they'll be like, okay, we'll take this comedian, this comedian, this comedian, put them on the poster and yada, yada, yada. So then I'll go to look for that person's MySpace or, Facebook, and it'll be private and or, it won't have any, professional headshots of them on there. I'm like, Duschenstein, you fucking bit on Letterman. How do you not have, something where people can just grab your shit and put it on a poster? Hate. I'm filled with hate.
Yes.
Maybe hate. They'll want you to just grab their shit and put it on a poster.
All right, well, then they don't end up on the poster. Fuck them. It's happened more than once. I'm like, listen, for the $5 you're paying me to do this.
Well, I mean, don't generally they want to pick which picture goes on?
They don't. I mean, it's not like this is being published in some national magazine or something.
Some people would seem to care.
Well, then I would say, Noah, that having a good picture of yourself at all would probably be beneficial as opposed to not.
Yeah, Most actors and comedians like have either as their main profile pic or at least among their main profile pics like a nice headshot or at least a good picture of them that look at me, this is who I represent as a whatever professional entertainer I'm trying to be. But then like other people it's like, oh, here I am fucking petting a dog. It's like, what the fuck? No one cares about your fucking dog.
I'm sure
here
your dog
I am
cares
skiing
about your dog.
And drinking or vomiting. Like, no one gives a shit. And so sometimes I'll use one of their shitty pictures. I'm like, fuck it, there you go. There he is. Well, that looks like it was taken on his webcam. I don't give a fuck where it was taken. It's been taken off my plate because I've moved on.
It was available. I used it.
Lick my nuts, Tim Babb.
I like this first picture right here.
I am a banana.
I'm about to send you a link.
Oh. It's time for links.
Yeah, well, I got another link coming, so...
Your mom is coming.
Oh, Jesus. That's that first one. Oh, my God. Oh, the horror in all three faces. Oh, that's awesome. Ooh, photo of the day right next to it. I don't know if it's for you guys, but it is for me.
Yes.
It's a chick with huge cans in the mirror between her legs and her butt right in front of your face. Because her panties are just pulled down a little.
I am a banana!
I don't see that at all.
Really? Over to the right? What do you see?
Oh, hello. It wasn't there.
How do you miss it?
No. It wasn't there. Like, it was the page was still loading, and so nothing was there on the side. It was just text.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Nice composition, but her foot looks like a hot dog bun.
Or a dildo.
Is that what someone said?
That's the title of it when you click through.
Nice.
Of course you click through. You dirty, dirty bastard.
I scroll down, and there's one guy who's just, like, ripping off his shirt. I like that one. I don't know why. He has, like, a face, and I'm like, oh, I'm ripping off my shirt.
That reminds me of Tim and I on Splash Mountain.
You ripped off your shirt?
Tim had no shirt on. I had pulled my shirt up and was pointing at one of my nipples.
But that's not the time you got kicked out.
No, that was the time we got followed out of Disneyland by the security.
Oh, are you referring to Great America when you popped out of the vortex? That's when you got kicked out, and I wasn't even there.
Yep, got my ass kicked out.
Good job.
That's a lot of kicking.
Yep. So my wife is, like addicted to TMZ. She got the little TMZ app on her iPhone even, so that she can watch it constantly.
They have an app?
Yep. Yeah, it just makes it easier to read their website. Like, everything on their website. I was telling her, I was reading something off of Dig. She's like, does Dig have an app? Like, no, Dig doesn't have an app. It's always so much easier because you can just, like, you know, page through things. I'm like, you know, Dig is just a link to other people's content. She's like, yeah, but it would still be better as an app.
Well, I'm sure they have a formatted website.
Well, they've got a mobile version of their website. Like, you could just go to dig.com. They've got a mobile website. It's iPhone friendly. I don't know what more you want. She's like, I want an app.
And you could link it to your homepage. You can make a little icon to easily click on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm aware. I was trying to explain all of this, and then I realized this is a stupid argument for the two of us to be having. But I backed out of said stupid argument like a total asshole, so she felt like I was making her out to be a complete retard, where it was really just a difference of opinion of, I think it's fine that they have a website, and she would prefer to just have an like easily formatted app that she can launch.
I hear her.
Yeah.
It's nice to have the apps, but yeah, you don't always need them.
Yeah, and that's what I was trying to say. So I'm like, well, you know, it may be nice, but it's completely pointless.
I know you can do it. Like, in a hackser type of way. Like, there's ways you can do it. But I wish Google would come out with a mail app that would have a little badge when there's new mail.
Yes.
Because I do not like doing it through the mail app anymore. It's just, I'm like, I use Gmail, and this just doesn't work for me.
Yep. Yeah, you know what I'd really like also? Is if Apple would get their heads out of their asses and pass Google Latitude and the Google Voice app through. But, you know, I'd also like to have a 12-inch penis, so...
I wish. Would it be better if Google wrapped all that
it
stuff?
It did not take long, Noah.
What?
It's that time.
Well, technically it did take long. You were gone for a while.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay, I'll be back.
This TanCast Noah Mike Fail is brought to you by...
Hello, TanCasties and TanNasties. It's Andy. I forgot to say something on TanCast, and Tim's going to let me go ahead and insert this somewhere. I'm not sure where he's going to put it, beginning or the end, or probably his ass, because where he likes to stick things of mine... Anyways, Tim did such a great job with filling up TanCast with content last month that I thought I'd do the same thing in October. I'm going for a little bit of extra difficulty because there's 31 days for me to do instead of 30 days. So, welcome to Andy's October of Suckage. That's right, I'm going to be posting a blog, or at least trying to, every single day this month, so there will be always new things to read on TanCast.com. .com? Sure, why not? TanCast.com. Type it into your browser and see what the people at work say about that. See what the IT department thinks. Watch how quick you get fired. So seriously, stop on by, come to TanCast.com. Look at the things I write. You'll probably disagree with me, or think I'm a retard. But it's something to do. Fills in the time between now and death, which is right about now. No, wait, now.
All right, Andy, that's enough. Back to the show.
So I was going to say, it'd be nice if Apple would approve the voice app, the Latitude app, and they were just apps within the overall Google app. Like, you click on the link, it'd take you to another section of the app.
Yeah.
That is all.
Of course, I also think it'd be really nice if Google would start to tie some of those things together, like just make a single point of contact for your inbox.
They kind of are. I mean, you know, with the Labs feature, you can add the Google Calendar over on the left. You can put documents. You can put tasks. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but it's like you're just getting a new view of things. I want them to, you know, like really start to integrate these things.
If they integrated, it'd be better.
Honestly, they'd have an easier time selling them to companies if they did it too.
They don't seem to be into that, though.
I know. Well, one of us needs to get a job at Google and then go fix that.
That would be you. I'm not coding shit. I'll be like, hey, why don't you guys do that? Oh, no? All right, I'm going to go back to mopping the floors.
All right, Google. Hire me. I'll make it my 20% project. You know my number. Actually, you really do know my number because I got a Google Voice number. It's got Andy in it. Find me. Come find me. Cal, come find me. So anyways, my wife, addicted to TMZ, as she's got her foot up yesterday evening, says, TMZ keeps doing these who would you rather, which I guess is because TMZ is too polite to say who would you rather fuck. But their most recent poll of who would you rather is porn divas Tracy Lords and Mary Carey. My wife just shows me the picture that I'm linking you guys to right now. Don't read the text above it because it gives away the punchline.
I am a bonita!
She links me that picture and says, looking at those two faces, what would you say, what would you guess their ages are?
Wow,
and,
I know looking their at those, ages.
Yeah, well, looking at those pictures, I'd say about 42 for Tracy Lords, and I'd say about 46 or 47 for Mary Carey. She's like, yeah, well, you're almost right on Tracy Lords. In the back of my head, I'm like, yeah, I know I'm almost right on Tracy Lords because I know how old Tracy Lords is. And on Mary Carey, you're off by, like, almost two decades. She's 29. It's like, holy shit, she needs to get off the tanning beds because she is turning herself into leather.
Leather's hot.
Yeah, but remember that stupid argument that we had about Dig a moment before she was telling me all of these things? We almost had another stupid argument because as soon as she says TMZ is doing this, who would you rather? And she goes, Tracy Lords or Mary Carey? I felt the need to volunteer, Tracy Lords!
So that got you in trouble?
Really? Yeah, no, really? No, she's kind of like stared at me. I was like, oh, I probably should have thought about that a little longer, shouldn't I? It's like that I wasn't even going to ask that. I was just going to show you a picture.
You idiot. You fairy.
Well, kind of the opposite.
You heterosexual.
I guess Chicago didn't get the Olympics.
Nope. It's very sad for me.
There's a picture on Dig of people. Like, it looks like one lady has a look on her face like someone just fucked her mother in front of her.
Dude, as soon as that happened too, CNN was like all over Obama's ass about, oh, you know, Obama wasted time, and is this gonna cost him some notoriety? Is this gonna cost him some of his pull? Is this gonna, you know, make him lose face? I'm like, fucking A, what is the first thing that Bush did when he got elected? He went on vacation.
He spent, like, Obama's more than been working hard. I think that's literally the least of our worries. It would have been nice. It would have brought some money in, but at the same time, it's like, oh, maybe we got some other stuff to worry about.
Exactly.
Yeah, but, you know, if he spent a day going there trying to do that...
I mean, I could see...
Yeah, versus, like, a week and a half in Crawford, fucking clearing brush. It's like, dude, you just started a second war. We were already at war. You just started a second war in Iraq and then went, all right, y'all, I'm out.
Peace. Time's hard.
I'm on my cell if you need me.
I sent you guys a link of the people reacting to the Night Game Olympics.
I am a banana.
Which one looks like someone fucked their mother in front of them?
To me, it's the one right next to the black lady that's wearing like the leather jacket. She has like her mouth like a gape.
You mean denim jacket?
Yeah, denim.
The lady in the denim jacket.
You said leather.
Oh, we're talking about the other lady, the leather, the denim jacket. Yes.
If you go just to the left of her and down from the lady with her hands over her mouth, there's a lady there who looks like she's about to cry, like that's the saddest thing that's ever happened. But then go up and to the left from her, there's a lady who looks like, yay, fuck Chicago!
Yeah, well, there's two of them. There's like three of them. There's like two girls looking kind of at each other's direction. There's a guy kind of looking over like,
Yeah. Yeah, there's a little cluster of them like, yay, fuck this town! Rio, fuck the world!
And then Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish is apparently a White Sox fan and standing in the back completely just gobsmacked about what's going on. Like, what? What are we even talking about? Who's Walt Flanagan? Why am I here?
No, actually, it looks like he's looking at the white lady with the hands over the mouth going, ah, damn, she married.
I was hoping to get me some of that white ass. Oh, really white.
You know, I was in Hootie and the Blowfish. That was a band in the 90s.
The guy over to the left of the crying lady, he looks like he didn't know what the fuck is going on either. Like, wait, what happened?
No, you know what he looks like?
What?
Wait, I was eating. Who? What? Where? How?
We can get another time, right? I don't know how all this works.
You mean like another year?
Every 2 years.
Yeah, can you apply every year, though? Or if you get rejected one year, you got to wait like 5 years or something. I don't know.
I don't either. I know New York was up for the 2012. Was it 2012 or 2010? I think it was 2012.
Well, the it seems like 2010 that was too long would be ago. Winter Olympics. That had to be like upstate New York.
It had to be shut the fuck up, Andy. That's what it had to be.
Oh!
It had to be suck my dick, you bastard.
In your face, baby. How does that feel?
I just remember they were applying for it not too long after 9/11. So, like...
I kind of remember that too. And everyone thought they were going to get it for sure. Because, you know, but not so much.
And they had a picture of the World Trade Centers on their, whatever their application for. Presentation, their package, whatever. Their media kit. And it had like a ribbon around, like a world ribbon or whatever around the World Trade Centers or something like that. It's like, that's false advertising. That will not be here when you get here.
I don't,
not for nothing, America, but I mean, you don't need to lie to people.
Tim, sensitive guy.
Mm-hmm. You hurt my soul a little.
Well, especially since we haven't built Jack Squat since 2001 on that site.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of... Sorry, that's the problem when you get a bunch of fucktards in a room and tell them to figure something out.
I mean, all this bullshit about we're letting the terrorists win if we do this. We're letting the terrorists win if we do this. How about we're letting the terrorists win if we let them knock down the building and leave it knocked down? Like, you know what? Maybe that looks better. Now I can see out my window. I can see all the way to the ocean. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Oh, and didn't you love it was like the ugliest and most hackneyed idea? They just suddenly came out with, oh, we had an open conversation and this is what we decided. Yeah, there was open for like a week and a half, and then you guys all went behind closed doors and picked something. And when there was public outcry, basically you just scrapped the process, started over, and then haven't done jack shit.
I like my boss at the time's idea for what they should do. Just rebuild the exact towers, except one floor higher.
Yep.
You know why? Because fuck you, that's why. I don't know why they don't do that. It's not like people don't want to see the towers again. Yeah. Like, I'm sure that would be good for the morale of the city of New York. No, I have an idea. Let's leave a gaping hole here for 8 years. Yeah, that's gotta just really bring it home for them.
Yeah, let's collect all of the memorabilia that everyone was leaving near the site and just package it up and stick it inside a tiny room that nobody knows where it is. Yeah, it'll be the morning room for the family so we can keep them out of the way.
America, we fail.
Fucking Manhattan businessmen, man.
They're part of America.
Well, sometimes America, you gotta wonder.
Fuck yeah!
America, fuck it!
That's our motto. I'll get to
America,
it
fucked up! How many different ways can you use fuck to insult America? I'll tell you one thing, my Star Trek uniform has not gotten any fucking closer.
I can't believe you bought one. I was like, really? You bought a Star Trek uniform?
Hells yeah, bitch.
How much does that set you back?
$40. Oh, well, no, 50 bucks, actually.
Oh, that's
however,
hilarious.
However, I paid for it all in change that has been sitting in my car.
Nice.
I had a big bag of change. It was a lot of his pennies and shit, but I mean, there's nickels and shit in there too. And you go to one of those Coinstar machines, and like if you just turn it into cash, they keep a percentage of it.
Right.
But if you turn it into an Amazon gift card, you get all of it.
And how much did you have total?
I still have change left. I just got to as close to 50, or I didn't remember how much it was going to be with tax. So I think I got like 48 something.
Oh, so you just kept like kind of dumping a little bit in, see what it was, dumping a little bit in, see what it was.
Exactly. And then once I got to 48, I cashed it out and got my certificate, so I only had to pay, like, a dollar something out of my pocket.
Why didn't you just do the whole thing?
I didn't know exactly how much it was.
Gotcha.
Well, because when I'm at the Coinstar, I'm not actually sitting in front of my computer.
I figured you would have looked it up already and known.
I did. I had a vague idea, but I didn't remember exactly. I'm like, well, I don't want to have, like, you know, a couple dollars sitting
That's
over.
That's why you need the iPhone app with the Amazon app. I mean, the iPhone with the Amazon app.
I was like,
right
first
there.
I'd need the iPhone. I can't just be getting apps. Dude, Tim, you got all the apps. That's right. They do really well in this cardboard box. It's the eye suck.
The eye sadness. The eye fail.
Sorry, anyway, you got a what?
Oh, one time I paid for the repair on the radiator of my car with all the change I've been saving up. It was like $200 worth of change I had.
Jesus Christ.
I knew a guy. He had, like, you know those big jugs of, you know, those big water jugs they have for coolers?
Mm-hmm.
He had, like, four or five of those just sitting in his house filled up. Filled up. I was like, fuck, that must be a lot of money.
I mean, yeah, just like that bag of, like, it was like a shopping bag that, you know, that you go, like, when you go to Ralph's or, sorry, Safeway
right.
or whatever is in Andy's area.
Fuck your sister.
I was like, apparently he's not going to fill in a store name. He's just going to sit there. He's probably eating.
Oh, no, I like it that you guys are just making him up. Keep going.
Anyway, so, like, it was one of those, and it wasn't even a fourth full. And even then, I didn't even take out all of the change that was in there, and it was still almost $50.
Save your pennies, children. Adds
yeah,
up.
So if that was that much, I can only imagine several of those big-ass water jugs. Fucking, that's his retirement plan right there.
I was surprised how much I had when I finally counted. I'm like, fuck, that's a lot. It's keep going. Now I just pay stuff with ATM, so it just stays in my bank account, that change.
Yeah, I don't use cash as much as I used to.
Yeah.
It's more a direct method.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you don't have to, like, count the change, give it back to yourself. It just stays in your account.
Give it back to yourself?
But you know what I mean.
Are you both the cashier and the customer in this scenario?
I am.
Hi, sir. Welcome to Safeway. Hi, me. It's good to see you. Well, would you like that paper or plastic? I think you know. Oh, you. But anyway, so the uniform is being tracked on UPS, and it got signed out of Illinois on October 1st at 9 a.m. and has not been signed in anywhere else since.
It's on a truck.
It just went walkabout.
It's on a boat.
I'm like, someone
I'm on
goes,
a boat,
yeah.
Motherfucker.
Somebody on Twitter was like, and I'm sorry, I don't have your name in front of me. Maybe I can look it up while I'm talking about it. But he was like, yeah, UPS is going green. They put it on a donkey's back and they're riding it to California.
That's good.
Animator nice. Todd, that's who it was. Good luck getting your package.
Yes.
Did you go for the free shipping, Tim?
No, they didn't, that was not an option, I think.
Really? I thought everything over $25 was free shipping. I could be wrong.
Oh, maybe
it always gives you that message, like anything you order over $25 is free shipping.
Maybe it was then. Maybe that was just tax that put it over the original price.
They don't charge tax.
All right, then. Something's not right. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I know because like, there's like a big thing in the... like the tech, like, you know, California wants to charge them, or different places want to charge them for tax. I think it's California. But they can't because you have to have a physical presence in that state to be charged tax for that state. So you're supposed to pay the taxes when you do your taxes.
Yeah, I think that's stupid. I think they should have some sort of way to get the taxes when you do it.
So you less work for you?
And also, so the government is losing all this revenue from people shopping online, so that they have to cut important programs, and they can't fund healthcare, and they can't fund education, and pretty soon we're going to be defended with two guys and a slingshot out in Iraq, like, stay away, fuck, stay away,
I wonder how much money they are losing, though, because of that.
Probably a lot. A lot of people do shopping online, and I doubt
people report
it on their
taxes. Well,
but I think
Amazon is one of the only ones that doesn't charge tax.
Really?
Yeah, I think most other places do.
eBay?
Not sure about, well, I think if you're selling something used, I think the tax may be different.
Mm.
Andy, do you know?
I do not.
Does iTunes charge tax?
No. But you're not buying... I don't know if that matters. I mean, I guess digital would be the same. Well, no, because I... Like, if you buy... All right, now.
Maybe tax is built into it. I don't know. Maybe they're just paying sales tax out of it.
It's like, if you buy stuff off Xbox as well, you're not paying taxes. But you're
look at that!
But I don't know if it's because you're not getting a physical object. I don't know. Anyone knows taxes? Chime in.
Not that I'm dying to pay more taxes. It's just, you know.
You have a vested interest.
Yes, I do.
I
think we all do, because it's our country. Our future. Hi, I'm Tim Babb, and I'm running for nothing. I hope I can count on your vote this November. Oh, speaking of votes. Oh, look at the way I threw that in there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good work, sir. Good
Delicious.
Work.
Delicious.
I believe, hopefully, if I get my ass in gear tonight, this will be posted on October 4th. And that means today you can start nominating podcasts for the Podcast Awards at podcastawards.com. So, please nominate Tancast for Best Comedy Podcast.
Even if you think your friends already did it, please go ahead and nominate us too.
Actually, yes, you can do it, and you can get your friends to do it. And maybe get other people that either do or don't listen to the show. We don't really care, as long as they nominate us. Don't set up any bots, or don't try and nominate us in every single category, or don't try and nominate us again and again and again from the same computer. Just do it once, but do it with love.
Or hate, just as long as you nominate us.
Yep. I'm nominating Tancast for Best Comedy Podcast because they fucking lick balls.
Tastes delicious.
That'll show them.
You can nominate us with violent indifference.
I don't care!
Nom.
Yes, so podcastawards.com. There's a link in the show notes to get you over there. Mm-hmm. Love it. Yeah.
Lick it.
Do
but
it.
Don't try to stick it.
Do it. Lick it. Do it. Up it.
You got to lick it before you stick it. You got to get it nice and wet so we can kick it.
Boop. Kick it. Kick
a
it.
La 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 la. Boop.
Kick it.
A la 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 la.
All right. Are we falling apart?
We're racing around in circles.
Oh! I made candy bacon, everybody. It's delicious.
And what is the process for that again?
Oh, it's so easy. So easy. You see a cookie sheet?
There should
bacon.
Be a cooking with failure.
You just need a cooking sheet, some wax paper, some bacon, brown sugar, kosher salt.
And then?
You lay the bacon on. You put the wax paper on the cooking sheet. You want a cooking sheet with sides. Lay the bacon out so it's not overlapping, not touching. Sprinkle about a tablespoon of brown sugar on each slice of bacon. I did a little bit less. It's a lot. And then you bake it. Oh, you put it on cold. You put the bacon in the oven cold. Start it up at 350. Bake it for about 18 minutes. Then after 18 minutes, you want to keep an eye on it for the next 8 minutes or so. Make sure it doesn't burn. Take it out. Sprinkle a little kosher salt on it. Delicious.
Mm.
Yummy.
Bacon.
Now, how does this fit with your health food agenda?
Not so well. But it's not something I'm going to do regularly. It's just something I saw, and I'm like, I want to try that. I like stuff that's delicious and easy.
Just like your... Mother!
I said that to someone online, and someone else I was talking to, I'm like, fuck you, fag.
I saw that interchange happen. It was very amusing.
And I realized after, I was like, oh, yeah, I guess I did post her after him where he's asking, what's that? One of our friends was like, how come no one super pokes anymore on Facebook? And someone commented something. Someone else is like, what's that? And I meant to go to the original person who posted the question, how come no one super pokes? And I said, ask your mom. I super poke her all the time. And the guy right above me thought I was talking to him. He's like, fuck you, fag. It's not like it came from a place of hate.
It might have.
Tim knows the guy personally.
I do.
I sent you guys a link to bacon-wrapped bacon.
I am a banana!
Have you heard of chocolate-covered bacon?
Yes, actually, I've seen chocolate-covered bacon. I was at a wine tasting thing with my in-laws when we were back in California a month or so ago, a month and a half ago.
Did you wear your Crocs?
Yeah.
Do you have like a special pair of Crocs to wear when you do wine tasting?
Just under the wire, I believe, we got the Crocs mentioned in.
Yes, no, I wore my wine Crocs. They're the color of a nice Merlot.
Good times.
Smodcast.
You should just
get another reference in.
Yeah.
Superhero.
They did a lot. They did a live one, but they haven't posted it yet.
I wonder if they will.
I don't know what they're waiting for.
Sadness.
Did you hear he was doing a deal like where you'd save more money because people are like complaining about the price, but you just didn't get to do it?
Oh yeah, I did. That was, I think he said it on the Smodcast before the live one.
Yeah. So you heard.
I heard, yo.
Yo.
Heard?
Yo.
Heard?
Yo, dog.
You heard?
Did you hear, yo?
I think we're falling apart here.
What? No.
Yeah.
This is captivating programming. They keep saying heard over and over again. I don't know what's going to happen next.
Heard and
oh,
yo.
Is it heard again?
Uh-oh. And yo.
I'm gonna
and yo.
I'm gonna see Zombieland tomorrow.
Nice.
I'll let you know how it is.
Tim, I want to see Toy Story 1 and 2 in 3D. Apparently.
Apparently you do. You didn't know that you did.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to. I did. I well, my wife is interested in seeing it. I didn't think she was, and now that she is, now I am.
Excellent. When are you gonna do that, homo?
No idea.
Homo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Homo.
Although I think we're running out of time, so I should probably pick a time and stuff.
Did it just come out?
But it's only out for like 2 weeks, I think.
Ooh. Yeah, you better get on that.
Same with the Michael Jackson concert. I definitely want to see that.
Don't
I can't decide if I'm going to see it here or in L.A.
Don't you have to get your tickets advanced? Are they going to sell out?
Well, like the first couple showings, but like during the day, it's not as likely to sell out.
Because
they still
true.
Have showings during the day like any other movie.
I know, but I just imagine like, it's going to be so huge. You know what I mean? Maybe
my
I'm
dick is
just
so
overestimating.
Huge, but that motherfucker ain't sold out.
Biatch. No, sir.
Biatch. 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 Biatch?
All right. You think we should end this?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, I still wanted to ask you guys about Roman Polanski.
Oh.
I don't know much about it. So,
I don't think he
like...
should get away with it. Really? I'm like, he admitted to it?
I mean, I keep hearing about like all these people that, you know, like the French authorities and a bunch of people in Switzerland and a bunch of famous Hollywood folk are like, you know, he's got such artistry and such talent and, you know, he's such a good man and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, and he fucked a 13-year-old, you know.
However, it was long enough ago that I'm pretty sure this, yes.
I was even say possibly raped a 13-year-old. Like, I was reading, like,
that's what he admitted to. See, he wasn't found guilty of, you know, like, actually raping her and drugging her and everything. He pled guilty to a lesser charge. So, you know, I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, so he...
Even.
Did he do his time or whatever he needed to do for it?
No, he did a couple of weeks in jail, pled guilty, and then I guess rumors are kind of conflicting of, you know, exactly what was going on, but supposedly the judge said something about how he was inclined to put him back in jail for a couple more weeks, you know, to like make him serve out a total of 90 days or something like that. And I guess like a plea agreement with the prosecutor had fallen through or something. And so he fled the country and has been living as a free man in France ever since.
So wait, he only has to serve, what, 3 more weeks? Or that's like the kind of linchpin that this is hinging on?
Well, yes, the thing is like there's even been talk of dropping the charges because like the girl who's now in her 40s has said, you know what, I'm past it. It's just every time this comes around, it just drags up old memories. Why can't we just drop it?
Oh, well,
but,
I mean,
like,
he wouldn't
come back to the U.S. so that they to appear before a judge to discuss even the possibility of dropping the charges. Because no matter what, if he came back to the U.S., he was going to be subject to arrest.
But at this point, the statute of limitations has long since passed.
Yeah, but at this point, he's a fugitive from justice. So, like, he's already pled guilty.
But the statute of limitations is over.
I think what Andy's saying is like they're not going after him for what he did. They're going after him for fleeing when he what.
But even that the statute of limitations has to have passed.
I don't know if there's a statute of limitations.
Is he still gone?
The only thing there's not a statute of limitations on, as far as I understand it, is murder.
I don't know. I mean, if you're being convicted of something and you run away, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if there's a statute of limitations on that because the process was never finished.
I don't want to make it sound like I'm coming down in favor of Roman Polanski and his raping antics. I'm not. I'm just saying.
Well, I thought he was going to serve like years or something. If they're just like worried about 3 weeks, then you know.
Yeah,
like,
he spent 30 years hiding out from probably a couple of weeks in jail.
Yeah, well, seems a little tardy on his end, but at the same time, it's like really we're gonna you know this is the sticking point. You know, we got other issues to worry about.
You know, really, we're going to tell everyone, no, it's okay. If you run away and hide in France for a couple of decades,
I can understand if he was.
I think that's punishment enough. He had to live in France for a couple decades.
Get your rape on.
I think if he was like, if it was like a huge deal, like he was supposed to serve like 10 years in jail and he escaped that, yeah. But if he's just, they're going after him for 3 weeks that he didn't serve, that seems like a lot of effort for not much. Like, I think there's bigger fish to fry. Not, I don't think it's okay they got away with it, but, I mean, unless they're going to go after him for a bigger charge, what is the point?
Yeah, I feel like he got away with it a long time ago when, you know, he was only going to get 3 more weeks in prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that ship has kind of sailed.
Yeah.
For some reason, it sailed all the way to Paris and stayed there for fucking three decades, but yeah. That's his problem. If he wants to be around people who don't shave their armpits and don't shower.
But Hollywood is awfully forgiving.
Not Bill Maher.
Whoopi Goldberg is. See, I don't think it was rape, was it?
Oh, well,
rape is rape.
Wait, who said it wasn't rape?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, gotcha. I did not hear that part. What did Bill Maher do?
Well, like, if it was a sexually precocious, well-developed 13-year-old who'd, you know, already fooled around with a bunch of boys, throwing herself at him, she's still 13 and he's still 40-something.
And I'm sure you probably feel different if it was your daughter.
Yeah, no, I'm saying...
Just in general, the people who are standing up for him.
Oh, yeah.
I use you in the royal you.
Yeah.
Meaning
the rhetorical.
Yeah, meaning the croc wearing you.
Yeah. Not the croc wearing me. Yes. Croc Master. It's me. I'm Master Croc.
What did Bill Maher do?
Last night on the show, he went off on a tear about how he didn't about how Hollywood is forgiving Roman Polanski and how he thinks it's not cool.
Ah,
that's it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Hollywood does seem very forgiving. If it was like Joe Schmo off the street, people would be like, "Fuck him." Make that motherfucker go to
that's
jail.
That's what somebody said. If it was Roman Doe,
Roman
like,
the Jetter,
this wouldn't even be discussed.
That guy would be in jail right now. I don't think that guy would even got just 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But I mean, not that it affects you, but I think it was a different time back then when he did it. And, like, people definitely seem more sensitive to that type of stuff now than what they used to be.
Yeah, I remember back in the day, you could rape a kid and people wouldn't be all like, "What are you doing with my kid?"
Yeah, I just mean like, people could beat their child,
grass on the field, play ball.
People didn't stick their noses in other people's affairs. They're dirty, illicit, underage affairs.
I just mean, you know,
and by noses, I mean penises. And by affairs, I mean underage vaginas. And apparently, anuses.
I know that's not what you were trying to say, Noah. I was just being funny.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
All right. I hate you both.
I wasn't trying to misrepresent your thoughts. I was just trying to make a joke.
Knock that shit off. You're not funny.
Nope. You're right. I'm not funny. I'm the third funniest Tancaster. I don't know what you're talking about.
Bronze. Good job, Tim.
It's better than silver, according to Seinfeld.
Silver is like, congratulations, you almost won.
Wow, yeah, I guess Roman Polanski rounded all the bases with this little girl.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
he did.
Yeah, he,
oral, vaginal, and anal.
He shoved it in the dirty hole.
Oh, yeah. As I refer to it with my wife, the shh, the naughty, the bad, the no.
And then, but then makes you wonder, if he did it that one time, is that the only time? Like, it seems like if you're going to do something like that, it's not going to be just the one time, like, oh, that was good for me.
Maybe she was just an exceptional 13-year-old.
Yep. Totally possible.
I haven't seen pictures of her back then.
Maybe it was like Tim when... had the married couple, they're like,
oh,
this married couple's taking this girl back home. Where do you fit into all of this? Can you really just jump into being orgy guy and not continue to be orgy guy for the rest of your life?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
No one knows.
I don't know.
Orgy experience.
I would, if when I was in my single days, I would have tried it once and be like, oh, that was interesting. I don't know if I'd do that again. I think. I don't know. I've never done it. Who can say for sure?
It's all conjecture.
Yeah.
It's all up to the computer. And
he did it at Jack Nicholson's house. Did you know that?
Yep, I did. While Jack Nicholson was away.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I didn't know that part. That's just crazy. Like, yeah,
coincidentally, Jack Nicholson was also fucking a 13-year-old girl while he was away. No one ever talks about that part.
Hey, was this around the time that Glenn Beck raped and murdered a young girl in 1990?
What?
Oh, you guys haven't heard about that? That's a big internet meme. That Glenn Beck raped and murdered a... you saw the Bob Saget roast, right?
No.
Gilbert Gottfried gets up and goes on and on and on about, nobody is talking about how Bob Saget raped and murdered a young girl in 1990. Just on and on and on with it.
Is that your Gilbert Gottfried impression?
That's the best I can do. Spot really on. It is. Spot on. Thank you, sir.
Well, he can't really yell because his wife will get mad at him.
Yes.
And then no more broken toe sex.
Nope. I just want to snap that thing off and pop it right in my butt.
Mm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do you ever stick it in your butt?
You should like pretend that's part of your sexual prowess from now on. I'm so good at fucking, I break toes, nigga. What's up?
My voice cures constipation and my sex snaps digits.
I curled the toes and then it broke.
I'm a toe popping lover.
Oh, man.
All right, we should definitely go because this episode's getting long.
Just like your mom. I know what that means.
My mom's getting long?
Yeah.
All right, a little weaker than most of your mom jokes. I don't know if you do you want to go out on that one? Or do you want to try again?
No, it's good. I'll just go out weak this time.
Your mom sucks cocks.
Lovely, Andy.
Ew!
All right. Okay, kids, we'll see you next week.
Kisses! Try not to rape any 13-year-old this week.
Oh, I'll try, but no promises.
No, no, sir. No. Wait till the 14.
I don't even like kids, much less find them attractive.
Oh, don't you lie. I saw you checking out my nephew.
No, yeah. I wasn't.
Yeah, you were holding his hand.
I might have been hungry. I might have thought of maybe some brown sugar.
And some kosher salt. That is funny, kosher salt on bacon.
I hadn't even put that together, but that's awesome.
That's like when I wrap bacon around a kosher hot dog. That shit is delicious, in case you're wondering.
Okay.
Have we stopped recording?
Sure.
Yeah, I should stop recording, because this isn't interesting.
Thank you for listening to TanCast Episode 68. Remember to nominate us at podcastawards.com for Best Comedy Podcast. You can also nominate all your other favorite podcasts in all the other categories, like Smodcast and Netpod and Nostalgia and the Ice Podcast and Left Field Cinema. Nominate all your favorites in whatever category you want. Just remember to nominate TanCast for Best Comedy Podcast, and the nominations are open October 4th through the 18th. And also, join us next week for Episode 69. Oh, yeah! Yeah, baby.
Tabcast. I wonder if I should get in the t-shirt making business. My t-shirts are hot. I don't know if they're hot. Two t-shirts I made, people liked.
Wait, what was the first t-shirt you made?
Ask about the free sex.
Okay, that was like 6-7 years ago. You ready to start a t-shirt company? Two t-shirts every 7 years?
I can wrap it up. Yeah, I can wrap up. I can wrap up. Make a few more shirts.
Slow down, Captain Ambitious.
Actually, I don't think I thought of that shirt. Actually, my friend did, because originally I was going to be a jungle bunny, and I threw it by her, and she's like, I don't know, and she's like, why don't you go for jungle fever? I'm like, you know what? That's better. That's a little less offensive. And there was some black people there, and I don't know what they would have thought of that. Like, what the fuck?
Oh. See, I thought Jungle Bunny was great.
You're black.
I know I'm black, but you know, other people might look at me like, what the fuck is up with that nigga?
You're allowed to be black.
Black it up, Noah.
What did your t-shirt end up saying? I forget.
Oh, white women love me.
Yeah, that's a good one. I would say, like a third of the episode's titles for TanCast would make good t-shirts as well.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And some of them are just phrases that came out of your mouth, so there you go.
Fat Wars, Andy learns an important life lesson. Trying to pay next week's bills with this week's funny. That would actually be a great t-shirt for comedians.
Yeah.
Motorboating is always an option. Yes. Yeah.
See? That's a t-shirt.
More chocolate right per mouthful. Yeah, there's another one.
Oh, that's good.
See, that's another good. That's a good shirt for black people.
Yeah, yeah.
Attach heaven to shower and it holds all your weight.
I think I fucked it up. I think Noah said it differently in the actual episode. I remember listening back and going, don't!
Yeah, but that's still fine. Transformers 2 killed Michael Jackson. That would make a great t-shirt.
Oh!
Oh, Tim.
Have you guys seen... Yes?
I got some bad news for you.
I doubt it.
I'm going to watch Transformers 2.
That's not bad news for me. Bad news for me is you're going to show me Transformers 2.
I did. You know what, Tim? When you wouldn't look at the cervix, I was thinking about taking a picture with my camera phone and sending you an MMS picture with it.
I considered taking a picture of my own penis and sending it to my wife.
Well, I thought you were going to say I'd send it to Tim. I'm like, whoa, Andy.
Yeah, I hit the gas like that. Tim, do you remember him?
He misses you.
No, I don't remember him.
Why is it so shiny? Death, the ultimate retirement plan. That would make a great t-shirt.
Tan shirts.
No one cares about your penis. That would also make a great t-shirt.
I think if we ever do make t-shirts, I think we should make shirts with, like, names of episodes, and then maybe on the back or something or somewhere put tancast.com.
I've considered it.
I'm saying if it ever gets that far. Right now, I don't think many people buy our shirts.
Yes. That's exactly why I was like, you know what, it's a great idea, yep. But based on the success of our CDs, I think we want to slow down. It's been almost a year, and the CDs have yet to pay for themselves.
Mom is hardcore, and you are a pussy. When Rome beat on children. Sad like dead Fraggles. did you guys see that, I think it was Mike went back and commented on Anal Injustice League, that was
the best episode? Sadly, we peaked at number 7.
Yep. Yeah, I commented right after him. No argument here, we peaked early. Downward slide, fuck the world.
Fuck the world.
Well, I just said FTW, but that's what it means.
Can that also mean for the win?
Yeah, that means for the win.
Wow, I hadn't thought of that one.
Cool, because that's what someone else told me. They said something, I was like, what does that mean? And they're like, for the win. I was like, oh.
It might have been me. I use it every so often.
No, it's actually my other black friend. I have more than one.
You have more than one?
I know. Racist. I don't know if he's really a friend. He's an associate. I don't really see him that much.
He's my black associate. He's my black acquaintance.
I looked up FTW on Wiktionary. Internet slang is for the win. Antisocial slogan, fuck the world.
Excellent. Right. I'm glad we cleared this up.